Hello, everyone, and welcome to Edge Talk Radio. Today I am here with Ava Gley. She is from Maine. We are going to be talking about the nurturing of the spirit of the child, and I can't wait to get into that. So, who am I? My name is Angela Zabel. I have connected with spirit, working with the team in the non-physical my entire life, sharing messages from a multitude of realms. I am a teacher, coach, medium, radio show host, writer, retreat host. I also offer guidance, mediumship, doing speaking engagements, and I also have the online private Amplified Universe monthly membership. So this is all about growing our connection to us, our world, and all that is around us and our role in it. You want to check out more about me, and this is all also about sharing knowledge with others, working with people throughout the world. You can find me on pretty much all the social media aspects. Go to my website, angelazabel.com. And today we are here with Edge Magazine. Edge Magazine is the leading events and media resource dedicated to all aspects of holistic living, health, wellness, and the mysteries beyond. Sharing information, wisdom, resources, committed to promoting businesses, organizations, and individuals, and who are here to support our collective journey to wholeness and balance. And currently, they are distributed in 30 states plus Canada, with up to over 17,000 magazines per printing. Currently, it's going up every day, every month. And they also have a vibrant online community with over 42,000 people reached per month. So you can have the magazine shipped direct to your door, stay up to date on the newsletter, or become a drop spot. Check out more about them at edgemagazine.net. And today we're here with Ava. Ava is the founder of the Dancing Jaguars Spirit Camp, a program filled with self-help and metaphysical tools for children. Recently, she expanded her program and is now hosting teacher training programs so other adults can learn how to share these valuable tools with children. Together, they are teaching the peaceful warriors of tomorrow. She has shared her work at education symposiums, conferences, and professional development classes for teachers, and is a frequent speaker at summits, on podcasts, and on radio shows. And she's here with us today. And you can find out more about Ava on Dancing Aquarian Inspirations.com. Did I get that correctly?
Dancing Jaguar Inspirations.
Oh, I missed the J. Oh my gosh. Yes, Dancing Jaguars. Thank you for that. Dancing Jaguars Inspirations.com. And also, you can find her on Facebook. She has the Dancing Jaguars Spirit Camp page. She also has groups. She's also on Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Twitter. So make sure to check her out on all of those different places. She has so much to share. And she also, on her website, you'll find out more about Spirit Camp, teachings, books, cards, meditations, activity, workbooks, and so much more. You definitely want to check it out. So remember, it's dancingjaguarsinspirations.com. And Ava, I am so happy to have you here today. And I just got to ask, how did you go from just deciding that you wanted to do more with children and bringing out that intuition, starting the Dancing Jaguars Spirit Camp?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me here today. It's really such a pleasure to be here with you and your community. Well, Dancing Jaguar Spirit Camp came about after I suffered a traumatic brain injury. I have always been deeply connected to children and spirituality and have dedicated my life to really to working with both. However, after I had a traumatic brain injury and needed to move back to my hometown in Maine and live with my parents for quite a few years, I started receiving downloads of information at 3:20 in the morning. And at first I thought it was a symptom of my brain injury, like, what is all this stuff that I'm getting? But then I realized that this was all new ways to support children. And it was all really fun and games and activities and songs and crafts. And I started realizing that although I used a lot of those tools in my everyday life because I was a very spiritual person, I hadn't ever seen anybody show children how to use those tools and techniques. So I started realizing that I was being given this really juicy, new way to support kids in our world. And then I was actually asked in a mess in one of the downloaded messages if I would be the voice in the face of this work for the children of the planet, and that this is how we can change the consciousness of our planet in 20 years, not 200, if we start sharing this type of information with children so they grow up understanding the importance of nurturing mind, body, and spirit. Because that part of who we are and nurturing that part of us is left out of childhood development. It's just not a part of it. So I feel like I've been given this beautiful gift that I have channeled and am bringing forward into the world. And as I do so, my goal is to reach people globally because children everywhere need to understand the essence of who they are and that we are connected to all that is.
I think that's amazing for one thing. And I feel, this is really bringing up a good topic point, talking point, because a lot of times we're looking at ourselves and we look at all the adults that are waking up, as they say, and are going, what else is out there? And they're working a lot of times very diligently on themselves, and they're forgetting, oh, there's children also going through a lot of the same things, just on a different wavelength per se. And to find ways to help the children acclimate just as the adults, because I think a lot of times the adults figure, well, I'm going through it, but the children, they're just growing up. They're just doing their thing. But they're also experiencing a lot of those same waking ups per se, just in a different way. And making it fun, that's cool, because so many times, even as adults, we make it pretty hard on ourselves. We make it like work and we forget to play.
That's so true. Play is such an important part of the curriculum that I am bringing forward. But I want to say one thing about we were talking just a second ago about the adults that are waking up now. My goal is to help children stay awake. They're already awake. They just came from the other side. Many times when I'm working with children, I am giving the vocabulary to them to be able to talk about the experiences they have because they haven't shut down yet. So they're still open and they are still aware of so many more things than we often give them credit for, but they don't have the vocabulary to talk about it. So once they start learning the words to be able to talk about experiences they're having, it normalizes those experiences for them and they feel like they have a safe place to talk about things that have happened. I'm being called to tell this story about a 6-year-old that I was in spirit camp with last week. And when I asked kids in opening circle the first day of spirit camp, so here we are at spirit camp, but what is spirit? And this 6-year-old boy raised his hand and said, "Spirit is the part of me that never dies. My spirit is eternal. And it's just love." And I thought, holy cow, like to hear words like that come out of a 6-year-old just in casual conversation, sitting in circle with a group of friends on a lawn. I mean, that to me is amazing. So children really are plugged in. They haven't unplugged yet. And my goal is to help them not unplug and then have to spend years, like so many of us adults, kind of peeling away all of the layers. My goal is that if these kids are brought up staying open, they won't have to go through all of that painful unpeeling of the onion that so many of us had to do when we had our own spiritual awakenings. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I'm just going to say my team is also saying they wanted to talk a little bit deeper on this, because a lot of people, as you're waking up, and they're kind of going to use me as an example, they usually do. Even when I'm working with those on the other side with different realms, a lot of times it's not coming in as, this language that's so clear and so focused. It's maybe pictures, it may be images, and sometimes it is a spoken words, but where I might see something. So it's a difference of everything. And with you, what you're helping these children understand is it can come in on all different ways, that intuitiveness about us, that understanding who we are and not forgetting who we are, and having adults trained in ways to recognize, oh, here's ways to help our children stay connected. Here's ways to help them understand what's happening, and here's ways to give them a voice so they can understand it at a deeper level and they can convey that information to adults also. And that's one of the things is they're having a totally different experience than we did, which thank goodness.
Yes.
All I can say is thank goodness. But that experience also needs adults to help them put words to it, to help them understand it, to not be fearful of it. Because I've got to say, when I was younger, I was very fearful of a lot of this. And there's still a lot of fear out there. And with you working with the children is helping, and the adults, they're saying, and the parents and the adults, by helping working with them, you're creating a whole new way of communication that hasn't been done before. And that's something so amazing. And you started this a while ago, correct?
Yeah, this is my 10th year doing this. Yes. And I'd like to share a little bit more than about the communication and how the children receive information, because we do share a lot with the children in terms of how the information may be coming to them. And one of the ways that I share that with children is by teaching them about that sensation that we all get in our solar plexus, or for those who aren't familiar with chakras, in your stomach, when you get like a knot in your stomach, when something just doesn't feel right, something's not in alignment. And when we're working on auras with the children, so they, and for those who may not be familiar with it, auras is the energy field surrounding our bodies. So in a conversation we have with kids about auras, I talk about personal space because children are always taught about personal space, but nobody tells them how big it is. That's what I keep discovering. They know about personal space, but when I say, how big is your personal space? They say, where my skin is. That's oftentimes a response I hear. So when I take dowsing rods and show them how big their aura is, and I say, this is actually how big your personal space is, and then we take that, and they're always like, their eyes get really big when they see that dowsing rods can connect with their auric field. But then we take that into conversations about personal space, and what does it feel like when somebody comes into your personal space and there it doesn't resonate well, and we identify that sensation we get. And we tell children that is another way your higher wisdom, your inner wisdom, your spirit self is telling you, is communicating with you. And sometimes we have to learn the different ways that we are receiving information and pay attention to what they mean. So this conversation that I had with the children in last week's camp is the first time most of them have heard, oh, when that sensation shows up in my solar plexus, it's a sign for me to pay attention to the energy that I am in the sharing space with, and we give them steps and tools to take to be able to handle that. So this really is an entire course on learning how to interpret the messages we receive from the universe every day that we often are unconscious about until somebody points it out to us.
I think that's something really important for people to realize. And there's more and more people realizing there is more to this world. There's more to us. And adults, you can reach children, but you got to reach the adults first. And showing, I think they're just showing me the physical, showing people in the physical how their aura looks by using dowsing rods. And for those of you who don't know, they're different ones, but they'll take two rods and they may cross. And when I think you have some there, there we
Right. Yeah, that's kind of
go.
right. Yeah.
Awesome. Could you hold them up so people could see them, like one in each hand? And so hopefully for those of you who are listening, hopefully you get a chance to check it out on YouTube and watch what this is. So you can see the dowsing rods as they move and cross. And this has been used for so many years by so many people. And they used to call them water witchers. They would find water with them. And but you can also use it to check auric fields. And I think that's for people that are waking up and just starting to see it, to see something physical as you walk around and do this. I'm assuming you walk around the people to show them where that field starts and ends.
Yes.
That is something so key because there are so many people, you know, you live in a physical world. Show me the physical. Don't keep talking about all this crazy stuff out here. Show it to me. And that's something that is definitely able to show them. So important. And having people, when you're working with the kids with this and they're seeing that, are you, because my team is also telling me you're very empathic, you feel things from other people also. Do you feel the shift in the children when they make that connection, when they see it and you feel it? How does that
Yeah.
feel?
Well, it feels amazing to me, but what it feels like is that they've had the shades drawn a little bit over their awareness as they're getting older and older. And then all of a sudden, it's like somebody just opened the blinds and their faces absolutely changed, like with amazement. This is where I hear kids say things like, "This is like magic. This stuff is incredible. Like nobody else teaches us this." But and the line that I keep falling back to is, "Hey, I've got some more magic I want to show you guys." And I'll show them about muscle testing and how they can muscle test to determine if their snack that day is in their highest good to be eating, or do they just need to have their water and te muscle test their water bottle, then muscle test a candy bar? And when I start sharing them ways that they can connect with their inner wisdom and really start trusting that the answers they need always lie within, that is such a huge gift to give kids. I can't imagine what it would have been like for me as a child to know that I could just tap into my own inner wisdom instead of doing these lists of pros and cons and going and asking all of my friends. Like, all I had to do was tap into my inner wisdom and ask my spirit helpers, because kids meet their spirit helpers during the week too. So, like, it's just powerful stuff. It's like a whole different type of education being shared with children in 30 hours. They have a whole different language and a whole different understanding of life in 30 hours.
That's amazing. And so my team is also mentioning, they're saying when we talk about our solar plexus and listening to that, think of your gut instinct for, because there, it feels like they're just telling me there's a lot of people that are new to all this and they're listening in on this. So think of it as your gut instinct. And then also when you talk about the muscle testing and all that, there's something that people go to school for now called kinesiology.
Yes.
And it is also used in sports medicine and all different things. So a lot of what we're talking about is actually being put into the real world, as you may call it,
Yes.
and being put into practice on a large scale. And they're teaching it in colleges and through sports programs. So this, there's their connection is with all of it. Our two worlds are coming together. And I know for Ava and I, we were talking ahead of time to make what we do normal, to make that connection, that intuitive ability normal. It's all coming together and you're seeing it branching out into all different aspects right now.
That's so true. And I just want to share something funny that I shared with children last week when I was talking about auras. I found an article online about an attorney who can see auras, and he actually, when he's doing jury selection, he pays attention to the colors of the auras of the potential jurors. Like, that's, you can't get more mainstream than in the legal world. And I just thought it was so cool to be able to share that with kids that even though some people think that this is really kind of woo-woo or out there, it really is becoming much more normalized now for people to be using it in like our normal regular lives.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, to use your intuition in your normal everyday lives. If you're doing a job like, and you're, they're just showing me, this is something I used to do. I'd be writing something out and like, I feel like I might have forgotten something. And I'll get that feeling like, yeah, you might want to go back and double check that. And you go back and like, oh, thank gosh, I caught it before it would have been really a big problem. So using it in your everyday life, paying attention, like, oh, something not quite feeling right. Maybe I better go back, double check that, move yourself forward. This isn't everything we're going to be talking about today. This isn't for just, using sitting around a tree, This is to use it every day in your life for everything you do. And that's something important. But I've got to say, you've been working with the children. How did you first start connecting with the adults to let them or to give them the opportunity to think about, oh, maybe this would be a good thing to send their kids to spirit camp? How did that transition work?
I just started very slowly in my own community. And I knew enough people in my community who had children that my first spirit camp, I only had five children in. And it was good because I knew all of the parents and I was just kind of putting it together for the first time. I didn't really understand the flow because I was really given like specific information with how it's going to be structured. So when I shared it the first time, I had parents coming back to me immediately saying, this is a thing. You need to keep going with this. And so I want to share a story about one of the very first children in spirit camp. Her mom is a friend of mine, and she went to spirit camp the first time before she had even started kindergarten. So she went to spirit camp in July, started school in September. And later, I don't know how many months later, her mom came home from work really exhausted. And this 5-year-old child went up to my friend and said, "Mom, you're exhausted. Why, or you're really tired. Why don't I align your chakras for you so you can feel better before dinner?" And my friend said that she recognized two things in that moment, that first, she was impressed that her child remembered how to align someone's chakras, but secondly, that her child had just become like a partner in the holistic well-being of the family. It was no longer just mom and dad looking out for the kids. She had wisdom, knowledge, tools, and techniques that she could call upon to support somebody in her family, even at the young age of 5 years old. So, then, of course, those parents started talking to other parents. But then I had adults say, the parents saying, "But I need this too. This is the camp I needed when I was a child and it didn't exist. So will you create a spirit camp for adults for us? Because I still need to learn this. I never did learn it." So that's it took a couple of years, but then I started very slowly introducing aspects of spirit camp for the adult parents of the kids who were going to spirit camp, and then it just kind of exploded and blossomed from there. So now there's a whole certification program to learn how to teach spirit camp for adults to people who are practitioners and want to expand their offerings to their clients. So yeah, it's a whole thing where adults who are waking up are looking for people to go to with all of their questions, because there's a gazillion questions when you're first waking up and you want to learn everything now. You want to make up for lost time. I'm speaking for those are the words that I hear from people. And it's just a lot at the beginning. And Spirit Camp has so many topics in it because it's a little taste test of all kinds of things that people describe it as a metaphysical smorgasbord.
Like that.
Yeah, so then people can come in and they do a little bit of work with the gemstones and crystals, and they decide this is what I want to focus on after spirit camp. But they may have been somebody who was interested in dowsing, but that gets introduced in spirit camp, and then they start playing with the dowsing rods and they understand, oh, this is something I want to further develop. So there are so many aspects and topics that are covered in bite-sized pieces that people really get. We call it they walk away with a wisdom toolbox for life. And for kids, they can use the same tools when they're 95 that they learned when they were five. They're, I mean, they're lifetime skills.
I think that's what people don't realize is, anything you decide, like, oh, this is so fun and so interesting, or I'm so interested in this, or I really want to learn this. Anything you're interested in for a reason. You're being drawn to it for a reason. And for you to offer all of the different aspects, to just try little tidbits, the smorgasbord of spiritual tools, to try them all out and then be able to go, oh, I want to run with this one. I want to run with that one. That's so important. And for people to, so I'm just hearing from my team. They're saying it's so important for people to realize everyone is unique. Everyone is different. You're not all going to be drawn to the same thing. And for people to keep putting this pressure on themselves that I need to do this because everybody else is doing it is not right. I just keep hearing from them, please make
Them, I
that
said, thank you.
a point. They're just saying. And they're just saying thank you to you for recognizing that, listening to your team, to all that you have, to put those tidbits of everything out there for adults and children. And they're saying, so my team is kind of funny. They're also saying, we always look at things, we want to do things in small bite-sized amounts for children to keep their attention span. But a lot of times us adults are the same way. So you
Yeah,
need to
that's
do
true.
that.
Very true.
And for you, as you've been doing this, you've been going through and doing the self-help, doing all the different ways for the people to, it's not just the introduction to the tools, to what's out there, but to kind of going into yourself and really honoring yourself. How does that work in your spirit camps and what you do for to show everything else, but then to work on the inner them, the inner person?
This is really a pro. Well, the Spirit Camp for Adults is really a program that taps into some inner child work. It always comes up just naturally as part of the program. Because one of the things that I discovered is when I first started sharing some of the curriculum that I do in Spirit Camp for Kids. In the very first Spirit Camp for Adult classes, I used some of the same children's books that I used with the kids because they felt like the message was timeless. Yes, it was a children's book, but I kept thinking this message is timeless. I would read this as an adult. I'm going to just try it. I'm going to read it to the adults in Spirit Camp for Adults. And I would have adults just crying. And I realized that the power behind starting a lesson or a module with a book, a children's book that sets the tone for what we're about to discover is so powerful because the inner children come out in circle. And so what happens is we are learning tools and techniques for people to be able to leave spirit camp with to support them in their everyday lives. But we're also tapping into some inner child work, and their inner children are seen and heard and are given space to do some healing work. So it's a really, really powerful program.
I think that's an amazing way to do it because a lot of times they look at, people look at themselves like, oh, they're adult, they got everything together, or they just have a few things to work through. But a lot of times people forget, just children with a lot of hurt, a lot of trauma, a lot of challenges that they've had in growing up, those children, that hurt, that trauma doesn't go away. It's just the body ages. but what you're going through is the same.
Yes, one of the adults I remember would cry each time I would read a book. And then she shared a little bit later that she was really tapping into her inner child that was very neglected and abused when she was a child. And she realized as I was reading stories that she had never experienced someone reading her a story in her childhood. And that part of Spirit Camp for Adults was so healing for her inner child because she was getting to experience something that she had never experienced before. So those are the kind of things that I couldn't possibly plan for, but as I was trying to figure out like how do I transfer what I'm teaching to the kids and put it into more adult language, more adult handouts. And then I started getting the message that some of this has to stay in the children's format so that the inner children feel safe coming forward and participating as well.
I love that. I love the fact that you recognize that and you listened. You listened because other people would have said, "Well, that's crazy. You got to do it more adult. You got to change everything out." But you listened to yourself. You listened to those on the other side, and you knew that that's what's needed because there's so many people that haven't had that someone read them a book, that haven't had someone give them a hug or tell them they've done a great job. There's a lot of people out there that haven't had that before. And just because they got to be the body grew up doesn't mean that the child within, the person within, has still never received or experienced that. That's something very profound for people to realize. And that impact is something that you, I'm just hearing from my team, you have created such a sacred space and a safe space for so many people there. And the ability that you, and it's been growing over the years, and it feels like it's growing bigger and bigger and will continue in the next upcoming years here. And you have, so you've been teaching other people how to do these classes themselves to teach them to other people. Has this been spreading, and is it something where you are teaching them also going there to teach them, or are people there coming to you to learn how to be the teachers?
Okay. There's a lot in there. I'm trying to figure out where to start. I want to start by going back to creating the space because one of the very first things that I talk about in the teacher training program is our first meeting with our clients is when we are creating the space that will be, we need to create that container that is a safe place for some really vulnerable work to take place and some amazing healing inner child work to take place. So a lot of the first session that we do in the teacher training programs is all about creating the container that this work will be done in over the course of the programs. So I just wanted to get that in there before I answered the other part about do people come to me or do I go to them? Well, I do online teacher training programs, but I also do in-person ones. And for instance, when people do the Spirit Camp for Kids teacher training program, my favorite one to do each year is I call it the immersive experience. It's in the summer, and I do 6 days of teacher training program, and then we all take Sundays off, or I don't. I'm switching out everything from Spirit Camp for Kids to Spirit, from teacher training to the Spirit Camp. But then after one day off, we do Spirit Camp for Kids. And those teachers who did the teacher training program with me are invited to stay and do an internship with me during the Spirit Camp week for kids. And that way they get to see the camp in person, they get to participate in teaching if they want to. And they really get to experience all aspects of Spirit Camp, from the learning of the material to seeing me teach it to witnessing the transformation in the children's lives and to actually getting to practice teach with me right there to support them if they need support or encouragement. So I call it the immersive experience. But it can only happen in the summer because that's when we've got kids available to do the camp afterwards. But next summer, I'm going to be doing an immersive experience in Maine. So there'll be a 2-week program in July, the end of July in Maine. And then I'm also looking to book one in Portland, Oregon. So hopefully we will have two immersive experiences next summer for people to experience. And then in the winter, I do them on Zoom.
Nice. I love the fact that because they kept showing me like you're moving further away, you're doing some other things further away. So it's really good to see you're kind of hitting both coasts and
Yes.
they can fill in the middle easily because the energy has already been shifted and moved to both coasts. So how very cool. And what a great experience for someone to learn about it, but then actually be part of the teaching of the camp the next week. Wow, that's impressive.
And I had somebody travel here from Brazil to do the
Wow.
2-week immersion this year. And then in the spirit camp that she came here to do an internship with, I also had children who came here from Mexico specifically with her family, specifically so she could experience spirit camp. And there was another child that came from Italy. So it's starting to draw outside of the United States now, which is really exciting for me.
Absolutely. And exciting, exciting in so many ways because, energy is energy. And the more you put it out there, the more it grows and yours is growing and touching and reaching. And when it reaches some, people talk and it just starts growing from there. And that's something you've been doing for quite some time. And it is definitely making an impact going forward. And as you've been doing this, you've been working in, and there's a lot of people. The first thing that comes up is people have animals too. Do you help the children connect with their animals, or do you just have them understand the connections with animals, or do you approach animals in any of your teaching?
We approach in a different way. We approach animals. What we do in spirit camp is we teach children how to connect to their power animals, animal spirit helpers. And on that day, which is so much fun for the kids, they get to bring their favorite stuffed animal to spirit camp. And as we're doing our smudging ritual in the morning before we go into sacred space, we're smudging all the stuffies and the children, and then they introduce us to their stuffed animals, and most of them have had them since they were like really tiny, like babies. But then we also ha talk about their relationship with their pets, or do they have specific animals that when they see it a lot and they have a connection to it, they see it a lot in nature. And then we go into the technique of shamanic journeying to find your power animal. And that is such a huge day for kids. And there are such incredibly powerful stories that have come out of children learning how to work with animal spirit helpers. Can I share one or two?
Absolutely, absolutely.
There are two really powerful ones. So maybe we'll have time for both at some point. But so in one of them, I was in Virginia and there was a child who was really struggling to find her power animal. She was really having a lot of performance anxiety, so I offered to help her. And when I did the journey on her behalf, I came back with the essence of a starfish, which was very unusual. That had never happened for me before. So I asked my spirit helpers, why is starfish important for this child? And I was told that when a starfish loses one of its appendages, it will grow back. They have the ability to self-heal. And this child was experiencing a lot of emotional trauma, and she needed starfish medicine. And I thought, how do I share that with an 8-year-old? So I asked for support in sharing it with her in a way that would really resonate. And as I was talking to her, she starts sobbing these tears of joy, and she's patting her cheeks, and she's turning bright red, and she is just sobbing. And going, oh my God, this is so incredible. Oh my God, you have no idea how big this is. And she just cried through it. And I gave her plenty of space to share more, and she chose not to. So I honored that. And eventually we went back into the classroom with the other kids. But when her dad came to pick her up that day, I pulled him aside and shared that story with him because it was such a big reaction.
Right.
And he said, I know why this is such a big deal to her. He said she's just coming to terms with the fact that she feels like she's a boy trapped in a girl's body. And she's really struggling with that emotionally. And he said, what you just did is you just gave her hope. And I said, I didn't do anything. This is spirit coming forward, and her starfish power animal is making its presence known and letting her know that she's not alone in this process that she's going through. And he and his wife were so grateful for her experience at Spirit Camp that they ended up bringing a starfish theme into her bedroom so she would always be surrounded by hope and know everything is going to be okay. She will heal.
I love that.
That's big stuff for an 8-year-old, but to have she just transformed so much in that spirit camp. It was amazing to see her from Monday to Friday and the transformation that took place. Yeah, it was incredible. And then I'll share the other story. It's not quite as long, about another child who was 7, who's had a family member, not one in her house, an extended family member passed away in their sleep. And she was terrified to go to sleep because she felt like she was going to pass away in her sleep as well. So she was fighting going to sleep every night. Parents were exhausted. Kids weren't getting sleep. So the mom reached out to me and said, what can I do? Do you have any ideas? And I said, well, before you shut the lights out at night, why don't you have her rattle with the rattles she made at Spirit Camp and call in her power animal? And she could ask her power animal to watch over her at night and wake her up in the morning. And
Nice.
the mom said that changed everything. They were ready for lights out. She gave her child her rattles from Spirit Camp. She called in her power animal, which I didn't know because I work with so many kids, I forget who has
Right.
what. She had an owl as a power animal, which was perfect having a nocturnal creature.
Nocturnal.
So anyway, she called in Owl. She asked her owl to watch over her and wake her up in the morning. She put the rattles down, she turned over and she went to sleep. And that was the end of her anxiety because she trusted her power animal. She loved the owl, and it was the solution that made everything better for everyone in the household. So I as the as adults who have children in our lives, whether they are our biological children or we're working in a school or as a social worker, whatever your role may be, if you have children in your life and you have the ability to share some of these tools with them, they open up so many more possibilities on how we can support children in today's crazy world. Because there are so few children that know that they have spirit helpers. And this is such an easy way to support them because once children know how to connect to their spirit helper, an adult can just say, well, have you talked to your power animal? Why don't you do a journey or connect to your power animal or one of your other spirit helpers and see what they have to say about this? And it kind of takes some of the pressure off us as the adults to have all the solutions too, but it's empowering for the child to keep being reminded that they have answers to their problems inside.
I love that too, because a lot of people feel they're alone. How many times have you talked to people where I just, you can be in a family surrounded by 100 people or in a room surrounded by 100 people, but they feel alone. And this is really a way for people to have that connection, to know they're always connected to something out there, to have that, whether it be their power animal, their guardian, or what anything you're teaching them to connect onto. They are learning there is something more than just me. There is a power, there is information that I can receive if I'm trusting myself and if I believe in myself and know I can do that. And giving people the confidence, that's what you do. And you are excellent at it for sure.
Well, I have great help. It all comes from other places. It's just coming through me.
And that's the thing. You have become comfortable enough to say, this is where it's coming from. And that's something I do. It's like I do information, I give information, and I just give what's coming through, but it's coming from somewhere else. And for people to realize this should be a normal part of our everyday life where you're getting information about something, you know, just like you did with the books. Like, I think I need to stay with the children's books when I'm doing the adult spirit camp. You're trusting and listening to yourself. There's so much information if you're willing to open yourself up, if you're willing to trust yourself. And I love the fact that you help the children to trust what they're getting, to go, oh, here's my spirit animal. I can have them work with me at night, and to take that fear away. Because when we're not alone, there's not a lot to fear when we know we're not alone. And that's so key. It's so key for you and so key for them. And as you've, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, another really short story about that is how it transformed kids. Is a child that I did a power animal retrieval for, and I came back with the essence of lion. I really didn't know this child. The mom had connected with me and asked me to do a power animal retrieval for her child. So I did, and she shared the information with her child. And the next day, when he came home from school, she asked him how school was, and he said it was fine, which was not normal. And then she said, but what about recess? And he said, Mom, recess is fine now. My power animal goes to recess with me. And this was a child who was being bullied at recess. And just knowing he had a power animal that was a lion gave him, it shifted something internally for that child. And he was showing up at recess differently. And over a period of the next few months, it completely changed his relationship with the people, with the children who had been bullying him because he was showing up differently. So this really is important work that we can be providing to children that can help them with many, many different situations in their lives.
You know, and that's the thing when you talked about shifted something within him, because a lot of us have, we've seen somebody where they walked in a room and you just felt the confidence come off of them. You just felt like they came in, they knew what they were doing, you felt it. And then you had someone else that could walk in the room and you're like, oh, they don't feel like they have control over anything. They don't feel like they're worth what they have. They don't feel what they're offering the world is worth it. And you can tell that. And when you're helping people, helping adults and children to, here's my power animal. Here's this. Here's how to connect. Here's how to do a journey. Here's how to have that power to know what they can do and that they're not helpless anymore. That's huge. That's empowering. That's real personal freedom by giving them their power back. And that's really, I feel, what you're doing a lot with all your spirit camps is showing them, here's your power, here's your spirit, here's who you are, and helping them step into it. When you first started the adult classes, how did the adults were okay, they're having me rephrase this. Did you see a difference in the adults as they went through spirit camp versus the children? Was there a big difference in that?
No, actually, there wasn't a big difference because the adults who are coming to spirit camp are coming because they have a ton of questions. They're just waking up. They feel like they've missed out on everything in life, or they feel like they've been asleep, or they feel like they have had no awareness of anything around them, and they're just realizing there's more to who they are than just their brain and their body, and that they are starting to feel things, see things, hear things, connect with things. Like things are happening that they don't know what to do with. They don't know who to talk to. So even though I haven't shared it like this before, even though like for the kids, my goal is to help them stay awake, for the adults, it's kind of nurturing them as they're waking up. So the you know so they're not in totally different places really. The so there's so much tenderness that I want to share with the adults, or the way that I bring the work to them is with so much gentleness, because they're in a very vulnerable place. They feel like they're just blooming, and they just don't know. There are so many questions, I guess. I've said that so many times, but that's what my experience is. They just want to soak everything up, and they don't know where to start. And they just need people, adults, practitioners, who just can be there for them and hold space for them and have that integrity and that safe space for people to start peeling away the layers of the onion and exposing their inner world in ways that they haven't done before, because it's also new to them.
I think that's something for people to realize is knowing it is new, and to really be cognizant of where people are at and knowing they are in a vulnerable space. You're opening up a safe space, but that means they're vulnerable. And for you to always keep that in mind, that you're there helping to nurture that vulnerability so they can continue to move forward without the fear of, and I'm just going to say, as adults, a lot of us here as adults, there's been a lot of times where if we started connecting, talking about intuition or doing any of that, you would have been taken down for it. And now people are really kind of vulnerable, like, oh, do I want to say anything about this or not? And you're helping them move past that fear of saying it's okay. Doesn't mean you have to shout it to the rooftops to everyone, but it's okay to have it your own personal space and to do what you need to do to help yourself moving forward. And as you've been doing this and you've been working, there's like you've been working with thousands of people at this point. And have you noticed a difference in, I'm just going to say, males and females attending your camps? Has it changed over time? Has it stayed about the same as far as children or adults?
I would say in the children's camps, it's probably 60% girls, 40% boys. It's not quite 50-50. But in the adult program, it's like 95% women and 5% men. There are very few men who come to Spirit Camp for adults up until now. I feel like as this is getting more exposure and I talk about the container and how important it is for me to create that safe space for people to kind of explore their inner worlds in deeper ways, I feel like that will be changing, but up until now, it's the adult camp is more prominently attended by women.
And you talked about it, seeing, feeling it's going to be changing. I agree with you that it's going to be changing, where more and more men are going to be open and okay with stepping into some of this and burying their feelings, because it's been buried for so long, and it's time for that to be uncovered at this point, and to really help with the healing of our world. And as we go forward, it's going to include the healing of everyone, not just some. And they're getting there. They're getting there. They're getting okay to come forward.
Exactly. I agree with you wholeheartedly. We all have a masculine and a feminine side. And yeah, I think as men embrace both parts of who they are, we will be seeing them stepping forward into more healing circles like this.
And it's going to, I things going forward, I feel, are going to be changing, and people like you are going to be so needed. And you've felt it, knowing it's going to change. You're going to be needed in a much broader scale. And it's an exciting time to bring all this forward. And I am just so happy to have you here to be able to talk about all of the different aspects of the healing, the spirit camps in adults and children. Because it's really bringing both those worlds together, because they are colliding at an extreme rate right now, bringing these worlds together. And as you've been working through with the children, have you found more parents are open to have you working with the children than what when you first started 10 years ago?
That's a good question. Well, my camp sizes have increased, of course, because nobody knew what Spirit Camp was at first. So I think the reputation and the brand name and the visibility is expanding. So my camps are getting more visibility and the attendance is higher. But even though I say the attendance is higher, my maximum number of students is 20 in a Spirit Camp, and I only do that if I have other Spirit Camp teachers who are there to help support, because this is important work that we're doing. And sometimes a child just needs some important one-on-one time because of something that they're trying to process. So I like to make sure that the ratio of parents of not parents, adults to children is one adult for every six children at a spirit camp, so that everyone is supported for anything that comes up. So I think the attendance is growing. I'm trying to think about the parents. I think even at the very beginning, anyone who signed their child up for spirit camp knew what their child was getting into, because I'm very clear on the website. It's obviously a metaphysical spirit, a metaphysical summer camp. So I don't really feel like there's a difference in the parents. I just feel like there are more of them. And I don't know if it's because more parents are becoming more conscious of ways to support their children because of their own spiritual awakenings, or if I'm just reaching more parents who were already awake and wished that they had had this when they were kids. I'm not really sure. But I want to share one thing that I did see a significant shift in. And I feel like there was in the collective consciousness of children, COVID was a huge impact on them. Because prior to COVID, when I was doing the spirit camps, I always felt this sense of adventure in the kids. They were up for anything. They were so excited. They were ready to experience more magical things as I was sharing things with them. And then I started doing spirit camps again a couple years into COVID, and I felt like everything shifted. There was more anxiety, more fear, more lack of trust, more not unwillingness to go into an adventure without knowing specifically what was going to happen in a guided meditation or a journey. And I have not seen that let up very much in the past couple of years. So I always love to hear from other practitioners if anybody else was aware of that kind of a transition in children, because so many people talk about how it impacted adults, but I see it so clearly in the children as well.
I think that's something really important to bring up because it is the children have been affected. It's almost like it's, I'm just going to say, for lack of a better term, it's almost like they were put into a jail for a little bit and now let out and not sure of is it safe to be out of that area. And it is a very real energetic thing. It's also something to look at in your children to create that safe space, to create that extra nurturing to help them through that. And I think that's something we haven't really talked a lot about. And I think it really needs to be talked about because you can see the fear in children that wasn't there to the extent that there is now. And it's palpable. It's you're able to feel it. And
Absolutely. Yeah.
you've been talking at summits and doing things. Is that something you also bring up at some of the summits or about the
Yes.
fear?
Yes. It, yes. And I also share with parents that now what I've done at Spirit Camp, like I've already talked about how I spend so much time creating the container that's going to be the safe space for children and adults, no matter which camp it is. But now, when I do the teacher training program for the kids program, I make sure I talk about the shift in the consciousness of children as a group and how important it is to build up their confidence in themselves, that their knowingness, help them connect to their knowingness, because there was so much insecurity and so much unknown during
Yes.
those years of the pandemic that one of the things that I think is so important for me as a practitioner supporting kids is that I need to help them get in touch with their own confidence in what is in their highest good and to start building those muscles of trust so they can trust themselves moving forward to make decisions, because all of these decisions were being made by people around them who also didn't have the answers and didn't know. Like there was a lot of a guesswork going on and a lot of disruption in people's psyches and in their routines. And I see that so much in the children. So my way of approaching working with children now and the teachers that I'm training is to make sure we are holding space for that insecurity and that unknowingness that kids lived with for so long, and to help them find that within themselves so they can be more secure with who they are, and that will help them become more confident in the world.
I think that's something, I think that's so important, so very important, because as adults, we're going through it and we're just dealing with everything as it came, but we forget the impact it had on the children, because a lot of times people figure, oh, kids just bounce back, so they do that. And honestly, adults are so busy with everything else. And there was a lot of confusion at that time of just trying to figure out how do we manage this? How do we work our way through it? The adults themselves are working on managing it and really don't have the time or energy to think about how the children are going through it, because they're also, the adults almost hit survival mode at that point too. And when you're in survival mode, you can't do much more than survive. And I love the fact that you're bringing that into your teachings now, adding that into there to help find that confidence and being able to navigate without the fear of what's coming up, knowing they can do it, they have help. Because then a lot of times everyone was made to feel alone. And now you're helping them go, there was always someone with us. There was always that spirit guide, that power animal, that all that on the other side was there even then. And they're tapping in and knowing, oh, they kept us safe. They kept us all right. Everything turned out. It's all good.
That's so true.
And as you started doing this more with the, I'm just going to say the newer children, since they experienced that, have you also integrated some of that into the adult spirit camps?
Yes, 100%, because all of the adults that I know were impacted by the pandemic as well. So all of the things that I've just talked at length about with the children, to some extent, all adults have experienced some version of that too. So in both of the teacher training programs that I do now, for kids and adult programs, that is something that is talked about on the very first day, how important it is, when you're building that container for your students, that you are creating space for the work each person needs to do to start trusting their own inner judgment again or their own inner resources. Because for so long, we didn't know what to do. We were always asking questions. What's the right thing? Is it safe to do this? When do I mask? When do I not mask? There were so many questions that we didn't have answers to that I think for me, personally, I can say I ended up questioning myself on just about everything. Like, do I don't know. That was something that I said to myself a lot. Like, I don't know the answer to this. I don't know what to do. And it became a habit to fall back into, I don't know what to do. And it's so important to start giving people tools and power, empowerment to know they do know what to do. We can tap our inner resources and start exercising those muscles to build up that confidence again. And that gift of empowerment is so important to be giving to both children and adults.
And what a great gift, especially if you have adults and children going through the class together that are family members. to see the empowerment you create within that family unit. That's huge, huge. And that family unit, and they're just showing me like all the connections that are made. When you help one family unit, a lot of people think, well, what does one person make a difference? When you affect one family unit, that just goes like a spider web out. It just reaches everywhere. It's like a ripple in the water that's going to reach so many other people because they're going to be talking. The children, the adults will be talking to other people, hitting, and they're just showing all the different levels of age groups and demographics that you're hitting with that, and what a difference it makes. And that's something you've been doing for quite a long time, and it's made such a big impact already and will continue to make that impact. And it's really showing trusting their intuition, for people to trust that intuition and know you're not alone. It's huge, huge. And that's something they want me to back up to one thing real quickly here. Might be quickly, might not. But you didn't start out with all the knowledge and the understanding and the well and the understanding of yourself and how much power you held. How did you trust yourself when, like you said, you had an injury and you're wondering, is this me? Is this something with the injury? What was within you? How did you work through that to say, no, this is right. It's not just the injury that's doing it.
Well, it took some time, but as my brain healed, I was able to start trusting myself more and I mean, I was always very spiritual anyway, and then that brain injury kind of gave me a little hiatus where I wasn't able to process. I lost my connection to spirit for a while. But as all of that healed and the neural pathways started reconnecting again, I would receive signs that led me to believe that this is the right thing for me to do moving forward. I remember once, before I started the teacher training program for the kids program, I received a message that just said the world is ready and the children are waiting. And at first I thought that was just validation for I'm showing up and doing what I committed to do. I said I would be the voice and face of this work, but I kept hearing the message, so I realized I was missing something. And when I finally made the connection that, oh, maybe I'm supposed to be writing all this down and sharing it with other people, like it was like that moment where you have the knowingness, where you just know in every cell in your body, oh, that's what that meant. And then within 30 days of me making that connection, I had heard from people from 14 different countries who reached out and said, we have nothing like this in our country. Can you bring this to us? And that's when I realized, oh, this is so much bigger than I thought it was. I mean, I thought I was just like showing up and teaching spirit camp, but holy cow, if this is going to be like a global thing because nobody has this anywhere in the world, this is a pretty big mission. So that's when I realized, oh, I'm supposed to be a teacher who trains other people to do this so that people in other countries can be bringing it to those kids. So it's just piece by piece. The pieces started coming together. The signs would show up to validate for me. This is a big thing here. And then what's really cool is that I've had people reach out to me in that are in pretty high places in like education, reaching out and saying, this is the piece that we need to bring into our schools. This needs to become more mainstream. It's going to take some time. But so people in education have been reaching out. Hospital administrators have reached out and said, we want to start bringing things like this into the healthy family living programs we have in our medical institutions because this would support the holistic well-being of families. And then I've had two priests reach out to me, an Episcopalian and a Catholic priest reach out to me and say, what we're doing with kids is all wrong. We got to do it differently. We've got our eye on spirit camp. We don't know how to start shifting what we're doing, but we know we have to do it differently because families are leaving in droves, and this is a way for them to stay involved in our communities. So those are three really big institutions that, at least
Yes.
in my opinion, are broken and need some adjusting. And all of them have reached out and seen Spirit Camp as a new way to support children, regardless of what field you're in. It's an important new development. And there was a psychologist who said, this is the piece that's missing in child development, the spirit. And so there's so many more places that this can be going moving forward. It's still a very small little organization, but it will get bigger. It's
For
growing every
now,
day.
for now,
For now.
for now.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is there's so many things, like you said, there's different aspects in our world that are broken and need to really have a revamp to look at it and go, okay, this worked for us, 100 years ago, but does it work for us now? Can we look at it differently? And that's something you're offering. And for people, I encourage your people out there, if you're thinking about, man, is there something else we can do, some other way of doing some things, to get in contact with Ava and see what she has out there. Check out her website, go through everything, because there is so much. The world is changing. The world needs to be changed. How is it going to be changed? That's up to us. That's up to us to decide. How are we going to change it? And by people looking into more of this, to understanding more of it, that's where the change comes from. I'm just going to say the normal people out here who are going to be making the changes for everything going forward in such a good way, such a good way. And that's one thing I've been so excited to work with people in all different aspects. I've got to say, I went to an intuition class, just a little plug to a John Holland one, and I was amazed at the amount of teachers, principals, firemen, police officers that were also taking this intuition class. So it was just amazing to see how things are changing, things are shifting, and intuition and our connection to ourselves and all that's around us. This is our normal. And you're showing people and you're showing kids that this is normal. What a huge change. And just like you did with the young child who had been bullied, and when he understood he's not walking onto that playground alone, that he has his lion power animal with him. He understood, oh, I have the strength. Talk about personal freedom, giving him the freedom to change his life from being bullied to now being part of, like, that's not going to bother me anymore. That's not going to affect me. I'm going to live my life for me and the way that works best for me. That is a huge shift. And it was done over a relatively short amount of time. When you look at a lot of us, I'm just going to say, I'm going to put us all in this category, that a lot of us older people who have been parents and are going through that, a lot of us have held on to that for years and years and years and years. And you're helping the children release that in a short amount of time. What a gift.
Oh,
What a
thank
gift.
you. I wish I could take credit for it, but it's coming through me, and I love every single day that I get to do this work that I am just so gifted to have been given and share.
And it's amazing. And I've got to ask, how do you feel about the world going forward? What is your
That's such a great question. Well, I
Mm-hmm.
feel so much hope with about the world moving forward because I was interviewed and participated in a book called Soul Mission: Leaders Ushering in the New Earth. And I was asked to talk about the New Earth and what does that look like to me. And I said, I feel like it's the children who are ushering in the New Earth. And that those of us who are doing this work, like the work that I do with kids, with really empowering them with brand new tools and brand new ways to show up for themselves in the world and to understand that connection to spirit, as they grow up in 20 years, these are kids who will be making decisions on behalf of their own families, on behalf of their communities, on behalf of the world at large. So, by giving them this type of an education as they're growing up, I have so much hope for this world because they're growing up with a reverence for Mother Earth. I mean, we do these beautiful exercises where children connect energetically to the natural world. They have conversations with the trees, with the boulders, with the plants in the garden. They receive messages from them, and they when someone understands that on a cellular level that we are connected to all that is, that
Yes.
changes everything about how you see the world. And if these kids are coming back with these profound messages after meditating with a tree, these 5-year-olds coming back with messages that are so far beyond their comprehension with how big the message is, they're just repeating words that they got, but the messages are huge. When there's that kind of a profound connection in a child's life, even if they consciously forget about spirit camp as they're growing up, that knowledge is in their DNA, it's in their cell structure. So as they're growing up and needing to make decisions on behalf of themselves or their community, that knowledge is there, and they are going to be treating the world with much more kindness and compassion and love and a reverence for the natural world than children who grow up without having this kind of education, because this is a whole different kind of education.
Yeah. Not the norm as is out there, but should be the norm. This should be our
Exactly.
norm. And that's one thing for me. It's one of my big goals, and I think it's one of your big goals to make the ability to connect into the higher beings and connect to that intuitive aspect of ourselves, to make that normal, to make that part of our regular everyday life, because that's who we are. That's who we are, and that's important.
Yep, absolutely.
And I just wanted to thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to cover before we close today, Ava?
No, I just want to give my message to your people out there, the same one that I just shared earlier. The world is ready and the children are waiting. And my question to your audience is, are they waiting for you? Because if they are, you come contact me and we'll get you set up to work with children in your community.
I love that. And the world is changing, and the children are, they are our future. And we need to realize that and know the world is going to be a better place because of all of you and all of us, everyone listening, and all the children coming. The world is a better place. And I just want to encourage everyone, and I want to thank you so much, Eva, for being here, for sharing your knowledge. I appreciate it greatly. And I love the fact we get to share this information about the children. It is so important for people to understand that all the awakening is also needed for the children, for there to give them the tools, the same as adults are getting, to not forget that they need tools too, and to help bring them forward. And when adults are awakening, if you're awakening and learning something, why not share it with your children, the same as you are learning? What a great gift to learn things together, just like a brand new part of the world that you're both learning together. How exciting is that?
Yep, true.
So I just want to thank you once again, and I want to encourage everyone, go to Ava's website, dancingjaguarsinspirations.com, and she's also on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and TikTok. So make sure to check them out. Go on her website. She has everything about the spirit camp, the teachings, books, cards, meditations, activity, workshops. So if you're looking for something that Ava uses in her spirit camps, you have some of that on your website. Is that correct?
I do. Yes, I do.
So if you can't get your child to the spirit camp, you can at least bring some of the spirit camp to your child.
That
But I want to thank you all so much. And I want to thank you, Ava, again for your time. And I just want to say thank you for sharing your knowledge. Thank you for sharing your time. And I also want to encourage people, in case you missed it, if you missed any past episodes, you can listen to the downloadable podcasts or watch the interview on my YouTube channel, Angela Zabel, Teacher Coach Medium. And make sure to listen to the next episodes of Edge Talk Radio. They are on the first and third Tuesdays of the month at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I want to thank you once again, Ava. I appreciate you greatly, and thank you for being here. And I also want to thank all of you. Thank you for listening, expanding, and amplifying our universe together. Thank you all and have an absolutely amazing day.